This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Equity markets tanked and oil prices fell sharply Wednesday after a closely watched bond indicator pointed to a growing risk of a U.S. recession. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
It's called a yield curve inversion, a market phenomenon showing yields on 2- and 10-year Treasury notes inverted early today. That means investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than for long-term ones. It's a significant indicator investors have lost faith in the economy's soundness. Inversions like this have preceded the last 9 recessions going back to 1955. But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says don't panic.
There's no reason for anyone to lose any sleep or buy canned goods,
saying the economy will not grow forever. It's just a question of when a downturn arrives.
And that could easily be more than a year off.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrials closed down 3.05%. The S&P 500 tumbled 2.93%. The NASDAQ lost 3.02%. President Donald Trump renewed his attacks on the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Jay Powell, saying that Powell was too fast to raise interest rates and now is too slow to cut them. He said we should easily be reaping big rewards and gains, but the Fed is holding us back. The United States says it's deeply concerned by reports of Chinese paramilitary movement along the border with Hong Kong. A State Department spokesperson said we encourage China and all parties in Hong Kong to pursue a solution that respects the liberty of Hong Kongers and Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy. Meanwhile, riot police in Hong Kong's residential Sham Shui Po district fired tear gas on Wednesday as protesters held a satirical religious ceremony against the use of force on demonstrators. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan.